I don't know. I had something else I was thinking about, but Sister Rosie got up and kind of, I guess, stir up my pure mind by way of remembrance to the five crowns, I guess. So I probably might talk a little bit about that. And I'm sure. So we want to ask God's blessing upon the word and ask God to bless us tonight and let the Spirit of God be with us. Amen. And everybody having their Bibles tonight, and we are glad to see you all in the house of God. And we want to look into the Word of God and see what God will give us Wednesday night, and to inspire our minds into the Word of God so we will be encouraged. Amen. In Revelations, it tells us, if you can help me, I think it's the last chapter of the book of Revelation, where Revelations 20:22, where Jesus says, in verse 12, look at that. You can go up. Is it there in verse 7? If you will look up to verse 7 and let me put it up there on the board in verse 7, Revelations chapter 22, Revelations chapter 22, and verse 7. You find that? Okay, we all can read this tonight, and let's just do some reading of the Word of God, okay? Says in chapter 22, start at verse 7, says, "Behold, I come quickly." Now this is Jesus speaking. "Behold, I come quickly." Are you reading? "Blessed is he that keepeth," notice, he's coming quickly, but there's a blessing. "Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." So if you want a blessing, you will keep the prophecies of the sayings or the words of this book. Okay, Revelations, yes, but also the whole book, the Bible. Keep the sayings of the word of God. Said there's a blessing for you. And it tells you when it starts out that blessed is he in the first, is it the first chapter? That there's a blessing there for anyone that read chapter 1, verse. Hold that for me right there, but go to chapter 1 where it speaks of a blessing in verse 3. See, it says, Blessed is he that readeth. So you must read. You get that? If you're not reading the Bible, you're in trouble. You're not going to get a blessing. You see, this doesn't, well, you're special, so God's just going to give it to me. God is no respecter of person. It says you're supposed to read. Okay? And it says not only read, but read the Word of God. So there's a special blessing for you when you read the Word of God. So blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy. So when you go to church and there's no ever touch Revelation, look at what you're losing. The pastor is really doing you a disservice, because you're not going to get a blessing. God's not just going to give you, you never read it, you never study it, you never hear, you never obey. When he said right here at the start that there's a blessing, and keep it those things which are written therein. Well, are you going to keep it unless you're taught, unless you know, unless you're instructed? Amen? So when you go through your life in church and you never even read it, how are you going to get blessed? Or you never ever sit long enough to hear the Word of God. And then you go through life, and when you stand before, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account, and then that's where you will receive a reward. Okay? You'll receive a reward when we stand before the Lord. Reward is not given out in the church age. Reward is given when the church comes to a close, and we stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account, and then he's going to judge us. Well done. You want to hear that? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's in the church age that you do good and you become faithful. And you're going to be judged, every man, according to his works. Amen? So, and keep those things which are written therein. Why? I can't hear you. Why? For the time is at hand. What time? What time? The time of the second advent of Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying. In other words, the coming of Jesus Christ, the second advent, because he came before, but he came as a baby, and he grew to be a savior and died. But this time when he comes back, he's not going to die anymore. And he's not going to be riding on a donkey anymore. And they're not going to nail him to a cross. But he's coming back as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Says the time is at hand. The time of his arrival, the time of his second, and you need to take heed, because these are powerful scriptures. See the time, how close we are to the second advent of Jesus Christ. And you don't want to be a foolish virgin. You don't want to be left out. You don't want to be on the outside knocking, Lord, open, open, when now is the time. See, it's not knocking when Christ returned, but it's now you're hoping to him because he's doing the knocking. Okay, if you're doing the knocking, then you're in trouble. See, but if you wait until the end and then you begin to knock, it's not going to be open. But right now he's knocking at your door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Why is he knocking? Why is he knocking? Because he does not have free access to our hearts. He does not have free access to our life. So we bolt it from the inside. You know how we do that? We bolt our hearts against the Lord, and we will not sometimes listen. But he said, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. And if you will hear my voice, if you will take heed to my voice, I will come in and I will sup with you and you with me, because it says the time is at hand. Now, I was in the 22nd chapter. Let's go back there quickly. And it says, what does it say right there? Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth. The same thing. Look at that. The same thing. That keepeth the saying. It's a reminder of the prophecy of this book. So Revelation is a book of prophecy. So how are you going to keep it unless you understand it? Philip said to the... when the eunuch, Philip asked him, do you understand what you're reading in Acts? Remember that scripture? He said, how can I unless some man teach me? So God has given to the church a ministry, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. That's the best that God has given to us in this life, that we should take heed to the word of God. And he said, I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen. No, notice. When I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of an angel, which showed me these things. You never worship an angel. See, that's a powerful lesson there. See, you never worship. God has guardian angels around us, but you don't worship them because they're not to be worshipped. They are ministering spirits. See, sent forth to minister unto those who shall be heirs of salvation. Everybody doesn't have a guardian angel. It's only those that are those that are to be heirs of salvation. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. So don't leave out that word fear. You know, when you reverence God. So, angels doesn't watch, the angel of the Lord doesn't watch over everyone. Verse Verse 9, then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servants and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which, notice, keep the sayings of this book. But you ought to say, Pastor, can you preach more on this book? Because look at the good deed. Look at what God says. He's saying you must spend time in this book. There's no such thing as put it away and it's not for you today. If a preacher tells you that, he's not telling you the truth. If he says, don't worry about it, put it away, he's lying. He's not telling you the truth. Because it tells us, let's read that again. Verse 9, then said he unto me, that's the angel, see thou do it not. Don't worship me, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, the prophets. Remember now, this is not an angel, but this was a servant of God that had made it. I see an overcomer, one of these great ones. See that now was able to instruct John further. And I don't know who he is, but I know he was a great one. And said, I'm of thy brethren, the prophets. I don't know if it's Isaiah. I don't know if it's Jeremiah. I don't know who he is. I don't know if it's Elijah. But I know he was a prophet. And of them which keep, hallelujah, of them which keep the sayings of this book. Of them, wouldn't you like to be one of those that keep the sayings of this book? And what are you doing tonight? Well, I'm going to learn how to keep the sayings of the book of Revelation. I thought you would come over and watch a movie with me. Well, I don't have that time right now. I'm committed. I would like to watch what's going on heaven's screen. Do you get that now? See, now, the Lord is writing to people that is willing to separate themselves. Because there's all kind of excuse that we can find and says, well, you know, I cannot leave and I cannot do that. And but later on I will do it. No, that's not such thing. It's when the call of God is on your life. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day. And a lot of people miss God. Listen, a lot of people miss God and the purpose of God for their life because they delay. They think that it's when they have time or at their choosing. And when they're ready and everything is all straightened out, and you'll never get to that place. The devil will trick you every time. The devil is wiser than that. But it's today if you will hear his voice. It's right now if you will hear his voice. And blessed are your eyes for the see and your ear for the hear. And God will give us understanding. So here's what it goes on and says. He says, worship God. You see the direction? He says, the angel said, don't worship me. This is where Lucifer went wrong. And he became Satan. He wanted to be worshipped. But this angel, prophets, or whoever said, no, don't worship me. You worship God. And verse 10 says, and he said unto me, here's what he said. Now he said, seal not. All right, seal not. What does it mean to seal? Huh? You close it up so no one have access to it. But the Lord says no, because the seals were broken. You remember in the earlier chapters, those seals are broken. The book that was given, John couldn't look at it. No one on earth and heaven could read it. But one could read it. One could read it. The conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. That's Jesus Christ. So he said, don't seal. Seal not the sayings of this book or the prophecies of this book. Don't you seal it. Don't you hide it from the church. Don't you hide it from the people of God. They need it. You need an understanding of this book. Somebody must explain it to you. You are blessed of God today if you can sit down and hear someone explain the book of Revelation to you. You're just blessed of God. Amen. It's a blessing upon your life that they're putting more than silver and more than gold. He said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Why not? There goes again now. Look at it. Remember we had it before up here? We just touched that before about the time. But here it is, what verse? For verse 9. For the time of the second advent, the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he comes back. Because when Christ comes back at the second advent, here's what's happened. He establishes the kingdom of God upon the earth. Man's kingdom and man's government is over. The second advent of Christ will bring man's government, all the government of America, yes. The old world, it's going to be a different government. It will be Jesus Christ reigning from Jerusalem on the throne of his father David as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. That means we're coming on to the end of the age, not the world, but the age as you know it, with human government, when the little stone that's hewn out of the mountain, that is the kingdom of God, will go against the system, the government of man, more so the Gentiles, from the days of the head of gold, and then you come on down to the silver, and then the brass, and then the iron, and then clay and iron mingled down in the toes. But in Daniel 2, where it tells us that I beheld until a stone was cut out of the mountains without hands. Amen. Without hands. That means God's going to have a kingdom whether you help him or not. Whether you be a part of it or not. You can miss God if you want to, but he's still going to have a kingdom. And you can miss God if you want to, but John saw a number that no one could number. How about that? Oh, are you going to be in that number? Huh? Because God is still going to have that number. It's a number that no one can even number. And they had palms in their hand. And they shout, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto God. Praise God. And the seventh chapter of Revelation, where John was asked, do you know who these are? And he didn't know. But the angel said, these are they that came out of great tribulation. And, come on, we've done that, don't we? And they've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. And they will be in the temple of God. And then the Bible says that the Lamb will lead them beside living waters and feed them, praise God, with the bread of life. And they will not hunger or thirst anymore. I tell you, that's something to shout about. That is something to realize, that you are a child of God and that God loves you. And you might be suffering right now, but listen. You suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. And there's a lot of blessing for you. So, it tells us, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, there's going to come a time when the door is going to be closed. So he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. That means the door is closed. You remember the foolish virgins couldn't get in? Why? Because the door was closed. And he, which is filthy, let him be filthy still. But what happened to those that are unjust and filthy right now? Can they be cleansed? Can they be changed? You remember how you and I one time we had that fallen nature that we had? Huh? That nature of wrath, even as others? But God. Amen. But God. It's all about God. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. God loves you tonight. Even when we were dead in sin, trespasses and sin, what did he do? He quickens you out of that. He raised you up out of that dead state and made us to sit together with his Son in heavenly places. Praise God. Praise God. No wonder John said he heard shouting in heaven, like the sound of many waters. No wonder. You know why? That's the shout of the redeemed. They were shouting and praising God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they overcame him. Do you know what it means to overcome? One time the devil had his foot on us. One time he had us down. One time we were in prison and we were a slave. But someone came from glory. Come on. There's someone came. A stronger man. A stronger man. And he came and he defiled the house of the wicked one. And he opened the doors and set the prisoners free. And because the Son of God has set you free tonight, you're in church. You're free. You have freedom tonight to praise him, to shout, to clap your hands, to serve God. And he says, let him be filthy still. But you don't have to remain filthy tonight. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. I would like to close it out being righteous and holy. And I have my sins washed away. And behold, hallelujah. And behold, I come quickly. No, that quickly, you know, it's with speed that he comes. Behold, I come quickly. If you he's coming quickly, because you've got to understand, a day with God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. So he's gone away 2,000 years, but it's just 2 days. Behold, I come quickly. And he said, on the third day, I'd raise you up. And we are coming to the close, or we're at the close of the 2,000 years, I come quickly. It's not a lot of time left. It's not a lot of time left. And when he comes, he's not coming empty-handed, but he's got something for you. Are you listening now? He's coming, but he has a gift for you. He has reward for you. Now, the reward that you get, it depends how much you work in the church for him. One writer says, no works, no reward. Little works, little reward. Lot of works, great reward. So it's up to you what kind of one. You're going to get a little bit of a crown, a little bit of crown that nobody can see. A little bit of star that nobody can see. But here's what Daniel, hold your finger there, and here's what Daniel 12, verse 1, start at verse 1 tells us. Somebody find that. Well, I'll come back here. And at that time, that's when, look at that. At that time, shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for thy people, for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since the world began. Right. It's going to be closed out with trouble, right? The times of the Gentile will come to an end, and then you'll have the great tribulation and so. Such as never was since there was a nation. That's the nation of Israel, even to that same time. And at that time, notice here, at that time, Thy people shall be delivered. All of God's people are going to be delivered. Thy people shall be delivered. Everyone, hold on. Everyone, they're going to be delivered. But it's everyone that's written in the book. Do you have your name written in the book? You've got to get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And even in Revelation 20 tells you that when the books are open, if your name are not written there, you'll be cast into the lake of fire. So that's why you've got to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Then it goes on, verse, and many, many, next verse, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So listen, there's only two ways. There's only two ways. What's your choice? What do you want? Do you want to be awoken to everlasting life or to shame? Eh? That means you will be cast into the lake of fire. That is second death. Everybody comes under one of these two headings. Every human being. You said, oh, God wouldn't do that. Really, you ask the devil that sin. You ask the angel that sin. The Bible said he cast them down in chains to hell. Reserved. Okay, to the judgment that's reserved. Read Jude. You go ahead and read Jude. It's not a joke. You go back and read Jude, how severe the judgment of God is against those when they left their first estate. They left the order that God created them into. And they just walked and left it, whatever they did. And they went over into another dimension that God never created. And they couldn't get back. They couldn't get back. No, they could not get back. Amen. Because they stepped out of the order of God. Now, here's Christ came. And Christ, as when you accept Jesus Christ, you comes into another dimension. You're in the world, but not of the world. So your mind, you're on the earth, but your affection and your heart is in heaven. And you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So although you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And your treasure is laid up in heaven. Praise God. See, so you are a new creature. When God, when you come to Christ and accept Christ, he makes you into a new creature. You're not the creature you were that came from the first Adam. But you are the creature now that's recreated in the image and the likeness of the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ. So you are a new creature. You say, but I have the same body. But you have a different mind. You have a different mind because God puts a new mind in you. And he put a new spirit inside of you. And then he puts his laws inside of you. Amen? And then he put his word. That so he's talking to a new creature here. That he's coming back. When you hear the word of God and you respond and keep the word, it makes you into a new creature. So God is coming back for you to bless you through his son and give you rewards. And it goes on, speaks about they that be wise. Remember, we saw that before. Wise and foolish. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many. Ah, that's why I was saying tonight. The project. Remember I told you about the project? What you can do for a few dollars? And what are you doing now? You're investing. They that turn many to righteousness as the stars. Would you like to shine as the stars forever and ever? But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book Remember now, remember? We said don't seal it in Revelation. But because it was a long period of time. But Daniel was told to shut it up and seal it because, here's what he says, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. See, so the books is to be opened. The seals are to be broken. And so someone must break that seal in your mind where the word of God penetrates it. Amen. That's more than silver, more than gold, more than this world has. Because not even the devil, not even the devil doesn't want this world. You want to give it away while you want to keep it. He said to Jesus, take it off my hand, please. I'll give it to you. Just fall down and worship me. He wanted to be worshipped. But the scripture said, worship God. Don't worship demons. Don't worship anybody but Christ.
Hallelujah.
And many shall run to and fro. And knowledge shall be increased. The way I like to interpret this is not just running around the world. Or running from church to church. Or running up and down. But I like to run through this. And Paul said, you did run well for a while. Who did hinder you? See? And we're running the race up and down. You see us going up and down in the kingdom of God, then the second coming, then the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What are we all over? Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, we all over New and Old Testament. Do you see that running the race that is set before you? Many shall run, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now you can run up and down and buy a ticket and go from airport to airport and city to city. But you're not going to get any wiser. You actually get a little more sillier and poor and broke. But when you run up and down, all you see, what do you see at the airport? Just thousands of people with stuck cell phone in there. And they kept bumping into you. Don't even get out of the way when the cars are coming. You know, the airport, the cars, they have to tell them to get out of the way. They don't even know where they are. You know, that's not in knowledge increasing. But I'm talking about when you go from Genesis to Revelation. And somebody can get on their feet and tell you about the crowns of reward and what the reward will be. And blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. For in such, the second death has no power. Hey, but and then he's coming back to make us kings and priests unto our God. How about that? Hey, when you can rise on your feet and speak about the kingdom. As Psalms 145. Where they will speak about the kingdom all the day long. All that 1,000 years day, millennium day, that's all. That will be, oh my goodness, I'd like to get up. You know why? I'd like to be one of those teachers in the kingdom. And what's my subject? I'd like to teach in the kingdom. Huh? They shall talk all day, all the millennium day about the kingdom of God. I'd like that job. I'd like to stand up and they shall speak. Notice, they shall speak of the glory of the kingdom. See, you, and talk of the power. That's all they'll be talking about. They won't be talking about Super Bowl and who lost and who win and fight over what. What does that have to do with you? It's over. It's gone. Right? What did you get out of it? Disappointment. You know, sad. But I'll tell you something, a race that you can run. There's no disappointment in this race. I know that you can fight the good fight of faith. And we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And we have on not football gears and all of that stuff, but we have on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil. See, so he's coming back, and his reward is with him. Verse 12, behold, I come quickly, and My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Then he goes on. He goes on. Verse 16. Read that quick. Put it to verse 16. Can you see that? Can you see that now? Me personally, right? Personally. It's not somebody else. I, Jesus. I wish you could read that with feelings. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit, look at this, and the Spirit and the bride, who? And the Spirit and the bride say, come. If you're not saying that, come, you might not be in the bride, because that's reserved for the Spirit and the bride. Are you want to be in the bride? Come. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hear it say, come. And let him that is athirst. Are you thirsty tonight? Come on. Are you thirsty tonight for God? Come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall have unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things said, surely, surely I come quickly. Amen. Hello. Amen. Even so, come. Who? Lord Jesus. Let's say it again. He that testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. That's the end. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! My, my, my! My, my.